Every believer has a voice, and it's the voice of victory.
My God has made a way for me.
Let's go to 2 Peter, and we will read there our, Brother Hagin used to say, our golden text for this meeting. Glory to God. Verse 1, Simon Peter, a servant or a slave, and an apostle of Jesus Christ. When did he become an apostle? A delegate, a messenger, one sent forth with orders. That's an apostle. Many, I'm convinced, many missionaries are actually apostles. There are 24 apostles in the New Testament alone. So now, turn with me to the 16th chapter of Matthew, please. The 13th verse. When Jesus came into the coast of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, saying, whom do men say that I, the Son of Man, am? They say, some say that you are John the Baptist, Elias, and others, Jeremiah, or one of the prophets. But he saith unto them, but whom say ye that I am? Simon Peter answered and said, thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. Jesus answered and said unto him, blessed art thou, Simon Bar-Jonah. Now that was his name. Blessed art thou, Simon Bar-Jonah, for flesh and blood hath not revealed it unto thee, but my Father which is in heaven. And I say unto thee, you are a rock. And upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. That's when he became Simon Peter. And he was never known by any other name after that. Jesus named him. Amen. You see that? He named him. And he never was Simon Bar-Jonah after that. He became Simon Peter. I thought you might like to know that. But he's not an apostle yet. Now turn with me to the let's go to the John's, the 12th chapter of John, 13th chapter, because we'll put our eyes on this. I quoted it already, but I need you to see this. All of this. 13, 14, 15, 16, 17th chapters of John are at the last Seder meal that changed heaven and earth forever. Now notice he said, let's back up here. In verse 20, verily, 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 I say unto you, he that receives whomsoever I send receives me. And he that receives me receives him that sent me. When Jesus had thus said, he was troubled in spirit and testified and said, verily, verily, I say unto you, one of you shall betray me. Then the disciples looked one on another, doubting of whom he spoke. Now there was leaning on Jesus' bosom one of his disciples. His disciple, not one of his apostles. one of his disciples, whom Jesus loved. Simon Peter, therefore, I love it. Now he's Simon Peter, and he'll never be anything else. He's Simon Peter. Therefore, beckoned to him that he should ask who it should be of whom he spoke. He then, lying on Jesus' breast, saith unto him, Lord, who is it? Jesus answered, He it is to whom I shall give a sop, and when I have dipped it. And when he had dipped the sop, he gave it to Judas Iscariot, the son of Simon. And after the sop, Satan entered into him. Then said Jesus unto him, That you do, do quickly. Now no man at the table knew for what intent he spoke this unto him. For some of them thought, because Judas had the bag, that Jesus said to him, Buy those things that have need of against the feast, or that he should go give something to the poor. Now you have to have a giving reputation that is beyond any natural idea, that here in the middle of the night, in a Passover meal, they think maybe he's telling him to go give something to the poor. So now there's no way Jesus could have been poor himself. He became poor, not in his earthly ministry. He became poor. Read it in the eighth chapter of Romans, eighth and ninth chapter. He was made poor that we might be made rich. But that happened when he bore the curse. There was no way he was a poor man, because a poor man doesn't need a treasure. Amen. Anyway, now I want you to notice the way this works. He then received the sop, went immediately out, and it was night. Everything in that upper room changed immediately. Therefore, when he was gone out, Jesus said, Now is the Son of Man glorified, and God is glorified in him. If God be glorified in him, God shall also glorify him in himself, and shall straightway glorify him. Little children, yet a little while I'm with you, you shall seek me. And as I said unto the Jews, where I go, you cannot come. Now I say to you, a new commandment I give unto you, that you love one another as I have loved you, that you also love one another. By this shall all men know that you are my disciples, if you have love for one another. Now, the Gospel of Mark the 16th chapter, verse 9. Now when Jesus was risen early the first day of the week, he appeared first to Mary Magdalene, out of whom he had cast seven devils. She went out and told them that she had been with him, as they mourned and wept. And when they had heard that he was alive and been seen of her, believed not. After he appeared in another form unto two of them, as they walked and went into the country, that was on the road to Emmaus, you remember that? They went and told unto the residue, neither believed they them. Afterward, he appeared unto the leaven as they sat at meat, and upbraided them with their unbelief. He was not all that nice about this. Upbraid means to find, he found fault with them. And hardness of heart, because they believed not them which had seen him after he was risen. And he said unto them, Go ye. That's when they became apostles. Go ye. That's when it took place. Praise God. So, Go ye. Say it. Go ye. That's when they became apostles. It came up on the inside of me in my prayer time this afternoon that these small things, I heard Brother Hagin say this many times. It's not what you think the Bible says that works. It's not what you think those promises are. No. You need to know what they are for yourself. You need to be able to tell someone else. You need to be able to share these things with other people, Christian people and non-Christian people. I'm going to come downstairs there. I had the privilege of speaking with some people not long ago. And talking about some of these same things. And Jesus said, on this rock will I build my church. Now, the Catholic Church, now I'm not criticizing, I'm just explaining something to you. The Catholic Church took that to mean that Jesus was going to build it on Peter. No. He built it on the rock of the revelation that Peter had. Flesh and blood has not revealed this to you. Blessed are you, Simon Bar-Jonah, for flesh and blood has not revealed this unto you. And he changed his name right there. Glory to God. That's precious, isn't it? So, and now, we talk about, let's go back over there now to 1 Peter. A servant or a slave and an apostle, a sent one of Jesus Christ, to them that have obtained like precious faith with us through the righteousness of God and our Savior, Jesus Christ. Let's remind ourselves again, please. Christ. If we get where we're not mindful . Nothing happens anywhere in the kingdom of God, in the things of God, without the anointing of God. That anointing. And here again, Christ is literally means Messiah. What does Messiah mean? Anointed one. The one chosen of God. Now, there are in the Spirit of God anointings that have to do with ministries, that have to do with the way people do their work. Jim Tomlin, I want you and Chris to stand up. Now, these two partners, this man is anointed of God to do what he does. And he does it by faith. And the reason he does is because she's anointed and sees to it. She does. She stands beside him and behind him. And one day he liked to die and she just raised him up. But what's the deepest gas well you've ever drilled?
25,000.
25,000 feet.
12,000 feet sideways.
12,000 feet sideways. Not many people know how to do that. And there are people that didn't know you could do it until he told them you could. You can be seated. Now he's a partner with this ministry. And so the anointing, the mind of Christ, the mind of the Messiah. Thank you, Jesus. But it's no good if you don't use it. All right. Now, notice this. Grace and peace. Grace is for the former Gentiles. Peace is for the Jew. Shalom. Just little things that you need to know. And know that you know. That you know. And you get in these things until grace and peace be multiplied to Kenneth Copeland through the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord. According as his divine power has given unto us all things. Everything you need spiritually, everything you need mentally, everything you need physically, everything you need financially, everything you need socially. You talk about social justice. Whoa, glory to God. Hallelujah. Everything you need.
Yes.
Very good friend of mine had an opportunity. I just found this out just a couple of days ago. And, you talk about an unusual moment in life. He had a small piece of land. And in a house, and the piece of land and everything is worth, out in California. And so, you know, the whole thing, you know, the home for his family and his other children were on that piece of property. Probably $400,000. Now, he and his wife, he said, we had said this over and over and over. We're not ever going to sell this land. It's ours, and somebody offered us $1 million, we might, but no, we'll never do this. This is 2022, you understand that?
Yes.
And this is a faith family.
Amen.
A man owned all of that property around them. But come to find out, he sold it. And then the people came to him and said, we would like to buy your property. No one time. No second time. No the third time. until it got up to 1.3 million. Well, I believe it will. Well, I believe I will. And now, thank you very much.
Right.
Of course, they are debt free.
Right.
Yeehaw! What do we say around me here?
Happens
to me all the time.
Yes, all the time.
They understand the laws of faith, how they work, and that it matters what you say.
Yes.
14 years they lived on that place. And 14 years they said, we'll never sell it. Well, somebody might offer us $1 million for it. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah.
My goodness.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Now, that's where faith comes in.
Yes.
Now, let's put up on the screen Hebrews 11:1 in the Classic Amplified, please. Now, faith is the assurance, the confirmation, the title deed of the things we hope for, being the proof of things we do not see and the conviction of their reality. Faith perceiving as real fact what is not revealed to the senses. Now that's when a precious promise becomes real. Now notice again what he said. His divine power has given unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness through the knowledge of him that has called us to glory and excellence, whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises, that by these you might be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through human desires. Besides this, giving all diligence, add to your faith moral excellence, to moral excellence knowledge, to knowledge temperance, to temperance patience, to patience godliness, to godliness brotherly kindness, to brotherly kindness love, agape love. Well, where are you going to get that? Romans 5:5. The love of God has been shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost. Those of you that have your phone there, go to dictionary and look up the word disciple. Can you put that on the screen? There it is. Now look at it. They're the same word. The disciples of Jesus, he trained them. He corrected them. He taught them. Then they became his disciples. Then they became his apostles. He sent them. And those first ones became the apostles of the Lamb.
In 2022, make time to receive God's word and direction for your life. Join Kenneth Copeland at these upcoming KCM events. April 7 through 9 for the Branson Victory Campaign in Missouri. May 12 through 14 for the Sacramento Victory Campaign in California. May 26 through 28, join us for the first ever Knoxville Victory Campaign in Tennessee. June 9 through 11, don't miss another first, the Fargo Victory Campaign in North Dakota. And August 1 through 6, bring your whole family to the Southwest Believers Convention in Fort Worth, Texas. Come expecting to fill up on the meat of God's Word at our annual hometown meeting. KCM events are free to attend. Don't miss out on the opportunity to sow God's word into your life. Go to kcm.org/events for more information, and we'll see you there. God's divine power has given you everything you need for a godly life. He's given you His exceeding great and precious promises. So how do you go from believing it to receiving those promises into your life? In Kenneth Copeland's teaching, Precious Faith, Precious Promises, learn how God wants to walk you through aligning with His perfect will for your life. Choose to yield to His correction so you can go in the direction He leads you. When you're following His direction, you're able to receive His protection. Let God's love and mercy flow through you and see God's perfection touch every area of your life. Spirit, soul, body, finances, everything. Find out how He's already put His own faith inside you. In fact, the covenant of grace you have with God gives you access to all He has. Learn to use your God-given faith. Get in His Word and receive the exceeding great and precious promises that He has for you. Request your free copy of Precious Faith, Precious Promises by Kenneth Copeland, available on DVD or MP3. Discover the number one key to answered prayer and how to go from expectancy to ownership. Go to kcm.org/TV special or call 800-600-7395. Offer good for 60 days. If you're outside the United States, shipping charges may apply. Contact your regional office for more information.
All this week, Brother Copeland is teaching us about the exceeding great and precious promises of God. Those promises cover every aspect of our lives, and you're being armed with revelation that will keep you in a place of faith. These principles are so important for every believer to understand. Before we leave today, I want to remind you about Kenneth Copeland Ministries' prayer line. If you need prayer for anything, call us today. We have a staff of licensed prayer ministers who are trained to pray God's Word. You may be facing an overwhelming situation. God's Word has your answer. And when you call, they will pray God's Word over your situation. Agree with the Word of God. Make it final authority in your life. We take prayer very seriously here at Kenneth Copeland Ministries, and we will stand with you for your supernatural breakthrough. We have prayer ministers in all of our offices around the world. To find the office nearest you, go to kcm.org for their contact information. Tomorrow, Brother Copeland is going to instruct us in how to take possession of God's promises. It's going to be amazing. Well, this is Pastor George reminding you that God loves you, we love you, and Jesus is Lord.
Find out more about Kenneth Copeland Ministries and how we can help you grow in faith. Visit our website, kcm.org.